Well, it's Christmas Day, and it's really good, as we said last night, to think of others at Christmas time. If you were here last night, you know we took up our offering to help the churches in Reading Drop-In Centre, which helps people who are homeless in the Reading area. And you may be interested to know that we collected in £344. Robert told me. Then thanks to Robert for counting out. He's been busy counting up overnight, probably, and those who helped him. Isn't that amazing? It's really, really good to think of others at Christmas time. There are all sorts of different ways we can help others at Christmas time. We might give presents. We might give some finance like we did last night. We might even buy things. We might have bought charity Christmas cards, or we might have brought some stuff from a charity shop. I won't say that's where most of my presents came from this year, but the children will find out in due course. Or, of course, you might buy a charity single for Christmas. I was thinking about music at Christmas. We were having this discussion with our children, and quite often a Christmas song will be produced and its funds that it makes will not go to the people who sang it or whatever, it will go to charity instead. And I was having this discussion with my children. They were going, well, how come all the Christmas songs we hear in the shops and that are so old? Why are there no Christmas classics made nowadays, Dad? And I was like, well, I'm not too sure about that. So I thought I'd hunt out a couple of Christmas songs that have been done for charity, and usually it's worked out according to number of sales or downloads, isn't it? I thought, well, that's not very democratic. We're almost talking about democracy at the moment. So why don't we this morning have a referendum and decide which one we think should be in or out? Okay, this may be different from what other people think. So you have in front of you some cards, which can be your voting slip. But before you can do your vote, you have to hear which two I've selected, don't you? So we're going to hear just a little clip from our two entries. Apologies if you don't consider them yet to be Christmas classics, but believe me, if you play them often enough while you're shopping in Asda's, they'll become Christmas classics. So here is a little bit from our first entry, and we'll play the video, shall we, Jeanette, from our entry number one.
Heading up a team that's getting Africans together in this time of need for Norway, help.
Is that the first one, Jeanette? Is there a sausage roll one?
Come on, then. Don't you worry about that. Ignore the cameraman.
Oh, why is there a cameraman? What's Daddy done? Why is there a bongo?
Studio 2.
Why is it studio? What a nightmare.
Meet my producer mate, Steph. All right. Oh, look, you're going to need this.
What have you done?
You wait, just wait there.
I'll do
this bit on the knees.
Yeah, okay, great.
We built this city. We built this city on sausage rolls.
What the actual...
Yeah, this is happening, babe.
How have you let this go? How have you let him do this? This is... Come on. Oh, my God. You can't do this.
What do you mean I can't do this?
You've written a song about a sausage roll?
Babe, I'm doing this for you. This is your Christmas present. I'm trying to win you Christmas number one. I need you on the vocals, because my voice is too deep. I'm going to need you to sort me out.
You? How much does this cost?
Don't worry, we're doing it for charity. Are you up for it?
Said it's for charity now, so I can't go can I?
I've done the lyrics, so...
You can't see.
Don't worry about that, we'll tune it or whatever.
Fine. I'll do this. Well, I don't think I've got to learn the song first.
No, you haven't, just follow the words.
No, I can't.
It's in English, right.
Okay, so that's entry number one. Okay, you got the idea there. So you can decide if you want entry number one. We've only got two entries, so you can have a first or a second. And here is entry number two.
Carol, and then go back.
Yeah, I'll have to sing it, that's all.
I'm basically heading up a team that's getting Africans together in this time of need for Norway, you know, helping them out. A lot of people aren't aware of what's going on there right now. It's kind of just as bad as poverty, if you ask me. Sunlight puts smiles on people's faces. People don't ignore starving people, so why should we ignore cold people? Frostbite kills too. Africa, we need to make a difference in Norway. We need to collect our radiators, ship them over there, and spread some warmth, spread some light, and spread some smiles. Say yes to Radiate.
Okay. There we are. Okay, that's entry number two then for you. So, we'll take a vote. You can have a think about it while we do the talk, and we'll do a little vote at the end of the talk, and the one that gets the highest votes will be the one that we play on our way out today, which should encourage you to go home nice and quickly. So you saw there, we built the city on sausage rolls and then radiate from Africa to Norway to help Norway because it's so cold up there. This morning, this Christmas morning, we've had some choices to make. You're probably thinking, what a ridiculous thing to come out on Christmas morning, I had to vote for a silly song. But already you've made some significant choices, haven't you? Perhaps you've decided at home, you've made the choice between opening all the presents before you come out to church, or opening just some, maybe the stocking presents, and leaving the big presents until you come back from church. Hands up if you've still got some presents to look forward to. Ah, lots of you, so you've already made some choices there. There was, of course, for those of us who bought presents to give to others, there was, of course, the choice of making which present would we buy, what wrapping paper would we put on it, what card would we choose. There's all sorts of choices we make at Christmas. There were choices to be made on that first Christmas, too. This morning, we've read and heard the story of some of the visitors who came to see Jesus. One set of visitors came to worship Jesus, and they came a particularly long way. These were the Magi who traveled, well, from the east all the way to Jerusalem. It's rather frustrating in some ways because we don't actually, according to the Bible story, know a great deal about them. There's all sorts of extra things have been written in to give them names and tell us that there were just three of them, but actually, according to the Bible story, we don't even get the number of them. We know they brought three gifts, which is where we get the three from. We don't know what their home country was. We don't really know what they did in their home country, only that they were important, and because of the nature of the gifts they bought, we assume they were wealthy as well. We do know they were almost certainly not Jewish. Matthew wants to show us that the arrival of Jesus is good news for everyone on earth, not just one nation or one group of people. Now, to us today, that seems really obvious. But to Matthew's readers, that was a radical statement. Right from the beginning, the good news about Jesus was to be shared with everyone on earth. We know, too, that those visitors, those Magi, came this long distance because they expected something to happen. They were looking for signs that a new king had been born. And once they saw that sign, that amazing star, they had a choice. Would they stay home and ignore it, or would they upset their routines and travel to find the newborn king? We often underestimate the scale of the decision they had to make, because the Magi did not turn up just a few hours after the birth of Jesus. Such was the length of their journey that some people reckon it was many months later, if indeed probably up to 2 years later, before they arrived. Now that's a long journey. Throughout that journey, they had choices to make. Would they keep going? Or would they turn back? What would they pack with them? What was the cost? There were significant decisions these travelers had to make if they were going to get to see Jesus. And what we can tell as we begin to think about those decisions is that getting to see Jesus for them was not easy. And then we're told they arrived in Jerusalem. And it seems that having traveled this huge distance, the wise men or the Magi had made something of a mistake. Jerusalem at the time was not a massive city. It was, however, dominated by two huge buildings. One was the temple, and one was the royal palace. Thinking the new king would be born in the royal palace, they went there to celebrate with the king himself. Only, according to our reading from Matthew, the king was not in a celebratory mood. News of the king, a new king, greatly disturbed him. So here's a little thought for you. Why do you think the old king and everyone in Jerusalem got disturbed by this news that there was a new king? Why don't you chat to someone beside you? Why was the old king and the people of Jerusalem disturbed to hear that these visitors, these magi, were looking for a new king? Why do you think they might have been disturbed or upset about this news? Have a little chat to someone beside you. Okay, how did you get on? Why do you think the old king was disturbed and the city of Jerusalem disturbed to hear that there'd been a new king born? Any ideas? I know, I'll ask you to think on Christmas morning. It's quite difficult for me too, but James, what do you think?
I think they would have been disturbed in case, because he thought Jesus might overpower him.
The old king was disturbed because he thought this new king, Jesus, might overpower him. You've got to remember that there aren't retirement homes for ex-kings, and there's a reason for that. Okay, so why else do you think they might have been disturbed?
Well, it's like if there was a change of monarch, forbidden, everything's a bit of a hubbub. There's a bit of what's happening, who's taking over, is this person doing that, what's happening, are they being taken over?
Yeah, so people unsure, bit of uncertainty. We have to use our imaginations to imagine what that would be like in this country, don't we? But people not sure what the future is going to hold. Because of a change at the top, things going on. It seems, doesn't it, the way we read Matthew, that Herod had absolutely no idea that there was going to be this special birth. He generally seems to be caught out by it. So he's sort of thrown one and thought, what on earth is happening here? And he feels a sort of need to defend his power and his role. He calls together his advisors, who recalled predictions that a promised new ruler would be born in Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem is a small village about 5 miles south of Jerusalem. Again, the Magi had a choice, don't they? They actually have a series of choices. Would they go to the little village and try to find this new king? Or would they just give up and say, well, you know, we went to the royal palace, we tried our hardest, we couldn't find him. Herod also gives them another choice. If they found the child, would they report back to Herod the location of the child? Well, we're told that the star guided them to the house where Mary and Jesus now lived. And then when they saw Jesus, they had a choice, didn't they? They could offer him a polite handshake and be very British about the whole situation, or they could bow down and worship him. We're told in Matthew that these visitors from the east, when they saw Jesus, bowed down and worshipped him. And this Christmas morning, I find that absolutely amazing. Here we have some outsiders who faced a series of difficult choices. It wasn't easy for them to travel to find Jesus. Indeed, it was almost as though God deliberately made it difficult for them. Yet when they did find Jesus, they recognized who it was and who they had come to worship. Well, this Christmas morning, all of us are invited to come and worship Jesus. Just like the Magi, it doesn't matter who we are or where we're from or what we've done. We are all invited to meet Jesus. However, it won't always be easy. And along the journey to finding Jesus, there will be choices to be made and obstacles to overcome. But when we reach Jesus, and when we realize who he really is, our only right response can be one of worship. So what will your choice be this Christmas morning? Shall we take just a moment to pray?